Thank you, Roz, for that introduction. I am Paula. I am a compulsive emotional binge eater, and I am happy to be here. This used to be my home meeting at one point when I lived in BC. So, about me. For 30 years, I was a professional dieter. My career started when I was 19 years old and went to my first pay and weight program. And I would consider that my biggest regret, but I can't dwell on the what ifs. I went down 14 pounds, not much, but enough to start me on the road of yo-yoing up 8 pounds when I found out I was pregnant with our first child at 21. And that gave me the license to eat for two. I tipped the scales at 218 pounds. That would not be my heaviest weight, though. There's something about losing weight and being fertile. With another pay and weigh program, I was able to return to my starting weight of 140 when I was 19. And again, I ate for two when I knew I was pregnant again, topping the scale this time at 235 at 29 years old. That would not be the end of my insanity with seeking an unrealistic physique I was looking for. I believed I spent a mortgage on at least 15 different diet programs, potions, lotions, workshop courses, retreats, you name it. Thinking that that would make me happy, not the case. I was great at following what they told me to do. Restrict calories in and out, eat low carbs, low fat, high protein. Why? Because I was a people pleaser and I did what I was told and didn't want to disappoint anybody. And the accountability was really nice. So what was my problem? Maintaining, or so I thought. Why couldn't I keep it off? They told me I could eat in moderation. Not the case. Not when life was not going my way. I would use food to self-soothe and stuff any uncomfortable emotions or feelings because I was never taught how to process them healthily. Causing me to be a multiple 100 pounder, having done the swing up and down no less than 5 times between 2009 and 2018, and I tipped the scales at around 260 pounds at my heaviest. I came into program at 179 pounds in November 2020 when I wasn't able to explain emotional eating to a normal eating friend. The blessing was she understood that emotional sobriety came as a result of working the 12 steps. What did I have to lose when nothing else I did had worked? But program worked. I was able to get down to my pre-pregnancy weight of 134 pounds. I thought I had arrived, and I did. The only thing is I had treated program as a diet with support and not laser focused on abstinence. Those thoughts caught up to me last April when I went into a moderate to severe depression and ate my way back up 77 pounds. I wanted to stop and I couldn't. What I'm about to share with you is the most effective way I can explain my food addiction. These words come from a member whose recovery I respect. The first part of our addiction is that we are powerless over food. We get uncontrollable physical cravings when we eat certain foods or indulge in certain eating behaviors. This is the allergy of the body. The second part is that we can't manage our lives in relations to our powerlessness over food. We get mental obsessions that send us back to those foods and those eating behaviors that we know will cause us uncontrollable cravings. This is the obsession of the mind. We have what Dr. Silkworth called the double whammy. We can't stop once we've started, and we can't stop from starting again. We're doomed. That's the end of their words. What did OA teach me? I have a disease and it isn't my fault. What I need is a spiritual solution to find sanity. It took me until December last year to find what truly works for me, and that was an intense focus on getting and maintaining abstinence, which started when a recovery buddy suggested we go through the bin slipping and sliding reading. It's an OA writing tool that is offered by OA, and I'm going to post it in the chat for us. This is when I started my at-home hospitalization period, as they talk about in the big book. And now I live by a daily prescription that is keeping me consistently and contently abstinent without effort because I make it my most pressing concern each and every day. Here's what I did. I went back to the beginning. I needed to take a thorough and honest look at the causes and conditions. Let me say that again. The causes and conditions of how the disease manifested in my life. And I did that using the Where Do I Start pamphlet. And I do know it's been posted once already in the chat, but I will post it again. I reviewed the 15 questions to which I answered yes to all the questions. I reviewed my eating patterns. I looked at my trigger and binge foods. I looked at my eating behaviors and set out to fill my initial prescription, which was develop a plan of action to get and stay abstinent. Program literature says recovery from the disease of compulsive overeating begins with abstinence, which gives OA members freedom from the obsession and compulsion with food. In OA, we define abstinence as the action of refraining from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors while working towards or maintaining a healthy body weight. Spiritual, emotional, and physical recovery is the result of living and working the Overeaters Anonymous 12-step program on a daily basis. Having done the work, I knew what my compulsive eating looked like and what my compulsive food behaviors were, and created these questions that I ask myself at the end of each day and share with my co-sponsor. Compulsive eating, which I link to the obsessive thoughts, include, did I abstain from foods that caused my cravings? And for me, that is mainly refined sugar, and showing myself respect by abstaining. Did I abstain from storm eating, which is eating mindlessly for whatever reason and being aware of it? Did I abstain from fog eating, which is sitting in front of the TV and just stuffing my face and getting to the bottom of a bag of something? That's my emotional escape. Did I abstain from afternoon and binge eating, evening binge eating? I used to eat nonstop from around 3:30 p.m. until bedtime just to numb out. Did I abstain from using food to comfort myself? Did I meet my nutrient needs to repair, replace, and maintain my body's structure and systems? Then moving on to the compulsive food behaviors, which I consider abusive behaviors now, include, did I refrain from eating beyond comfortable fullness? Was I satisfied and content? Did I refrain from eating quickly? Did I eat mindfully? Did I refrain from eating on the go? Did I eat mindfully? That was another thing, sitting in front of the computer, constantly eating at lunchtime, just because I thought I needed to work. And the last one for that is, did I refrain from obsessing about my weight, size, and/or shape? And did I practice abstinence? So the obsessing about weight, size, and shape is not completely gone, but I do need to practice acceptance and appreciate my body for what it does for me. And then working towards or maintaining a healthy body weight. Did I follow a healthy eating plan, which mine includes intuitively eating a 301, which is 3 moderate nutritious meals per day with life in between, one day at a time, using the healthy eating plate option and a variety of whole nutrient-dense foods. My plate typically looks like half my plate includes non-starchy vegetables, a quarter is protein, a quarter starchy vegetables or grains with a healthy fat and fruit. It's a combination of the sample 1 and sample 2 plan in the Where Do I Start pamphlet. And part of the healthy eating plan is staying hydrated, and I drink water and herbal teas. And then the movement. Did I close my circles and did I meet my step count? I am back to walking 30 minutes a day from December, adding 2.5 minutes each day to my walk each week so that I can get back to hiking, which is something I was very passionate about and did on a regular basis. And if I can answer yes to all those questions, I have been abstinent. The next part of the initial prescription was to create a plan of eating again, using the Where Do I Start pamphlet, due to trauma I have from pay and weigh plans, I do not weigh and measure. It works for me. However, it may not work for you. I also did a detox from ingredients, textures, and flavors that cause my cravings. And not that these all apply, but sugar, flour, fat, salt and crunchy, sweet and chewy, sour or savory. And that helped to lift the fog and create a clarity of mind, which lifted in a couple of days. And I had the clarity to move on and work the steps again. Steps 1, 2, and 3 are admitting, surrendering, and trusting. Step 1, by looking at the causes and conditions, getting honest about my disease, it showed me how powerless I really was and that I was able to admit I was powerless over food and that my life is unmanageable when I try to control it. Step 2, I was open to the hope that there is a better way to live, one that can restore me to sanity. 3, I was willing to put faith into a power greater than myself, and however I defined it, to guide my new way of life. This is a program of action, and my prescription changed at this point. So I had a follow-up prescription, which told me I needed to clean house, which is body, mind, and spirit, by working steps 4 through 9, and then followed by step 10 when required. And that includes a structured self-examination and enhanced self-awareness. Each room of my house has something different that requires a thorough cleaning. One room has resentments. One room has fears, shame, and guilt. One room has my sexual inhibitions. One has my character defaults. And another, for me, has survival traits and false core beliefs that need to be tended to. In my case, I'm doing a major renovation and gently tearing down walls one brick at a time. Walls I had built up over the years as a way to cope and survive, only to find out they were ineffective and dysfunctional. I had shut myself off from the sunlight of the spirit. Now I'm letting my higher power shine a light on my darkness so I may live happy, joyous, and free. I need to rigorously and continuously work the steps on a daily basis because I will never be cured of my disease. If I forget to take my daily prescription, the disease will return. My current daily prescription is accepting steps 1, 2, and 3 and living each day in steps 10, 11, and 12. My most pressing concern is to maintain the gift of abstinence so I have the clarity to continuously surrender my will and my life to the care of a higher power through prayer and meditation. This allows me to maintain an unshakable foundation and keep spiritually fit so I may stay aware of my thoughts and actions using self-examination and reflection. If anything comes up where I need to correct my ways, I do so right away, keeping my side of the street clean. This is the mandatory part of my prescription. And now, just this is some other stuff that I do. I start my day with a prayer of abstinence, and it goes like this. God, today is a new day for me, and with your help, it can be a day of abstinence. I ask for your protection in case sometime during the day, my desire to overeat is greater than my desire to abstain. I ask for your protection from anyone or anything that may interfere with my abstinence. I know that I am powerless over food, and I believe that you will restore me to sanity. Please help me to know your will for me today and give me the willingness to carry it out. I turn my will and my life over to you. Please guide me through another day of abstinence. I follow that up with a step 1 and 2 prayer. I admit that I am powerless over my addiction. I admit that my life is unmanageable when I try to control it. Help me this day to understand the true meaning of powerlessness and remove from me all denial of my addiction. I know in my heart that only you can restore me to sanity. I humbly ask that you remove all twisted thought and addicted behavior from me this day. Heal my spirit and restore in me a clear mind. And then the third step prayer, which can be found on page 63 in the AA Big Book. God, I offer myself to thee, to build with me and to do with me as thou wilt. Relieve me of the bondage of self, that I may better do thy will. Take away my difficulties, that victory over them may bear witness to those I would help, of thy power, thy love, and thy way of life. May I do thy will always. I also love the acceptance prayer found on page 417 in the AA Big Book, and it has my own twist to it. And acceptance is the answer to all my problems today. When I am disturbed, it is because I find some person, place, thing, or situation, some fact of my life unacceptable to me, and I can find no serenity until I accept that person, place, thing, or situation as being exactly the way it is supposed to be at this moment. Nothing, absolutely nothing, happens in God's world by mistake. Until I could accept my food addiction, I could not stay abstinent. Unless I accept life completely on life's terms, I cannot be happy. I need to concentrate not so much on what needs to be changed in the world as on what needs to be changed in me and in my attitudes. Other parts of my prescription include gratitude and using the tools of the program, reading, reflecting, and writing, regularly attend meetings, offer service, share the message through either sponsorship or outreach, and movement. There is no graduation day from working the 12 steps and using the OA tools. All I have is a daily reprieve. Page 164 of the AA Big Book sums up the program nicely. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to Him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past and give freely of what you find and join us. Please join me and other members as we trudge the road of happy destiny, because together we get better. I'm going to ask the newcomers to try it for at least 6 weeks and joining me Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays at 5 p.m. for the Where Do I Start workshop. And I'm just going to grab that information and throw it in the chat for anyone interested. And if after that you find it's not for you, we will happily refund your misery. However, before you consider doing that, I would love for you to stick around until the miracle happens, because it does. I can attest to that. Keep coming back. It works if you work it, and you are worth it. Thank you for letting me be of service today.